Our scripture today comes from Proverbs chapter 1, beginning with verse 20 for a few verses. Wisdom cries aloud in the street, in the markets she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets she cries out, at the entrance of the city gates she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? Churn at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you, and I will make known to you my teachings. I once lived next to a lion. He lived about a half mile away from us when we were in the city of Cairo, and we would take our children there sometime to see him in hopes that he would roar at us. But he, being the cat that he was, would completely ignore us and remained always silent in our presence. But then early in the morning, at dawn, when he was all alone, the lion would roar. And although he was a mile, half mile away, we would hear his roar traveling over that distance, and his roar would pierce right through our closed windows, right into our bedrooms. I say this because of today's scripture. It begins by saying in Proverbs 1:20, wisdom cries aloud in the streets. Here it personifies wisdom as crying out. But that particular word for crying out here in Hebrew is unusual because it is usually used of lions roaring. Solomon in today's scripture is portraying wisdom as roaring like a lion. You can translate it as wisdom roars in the streets. Her voice is heard by all. It penetrates into all the homes. She wants her message to be heard. And what is that message? It is, how long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? Repent or churn at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. Last week we started studying the book of Proverbs. It is all about wisdom. Usually when we think of wisdom, we think of it in the abstract. But here Solomon portrays wisdom as a person with the voice of a lion. If you were to think of wisdom as a person, what would that person look like to you? Or how would that person sound? Who would that person be? For Solomon, he imagined wisdom to be a woman. We don't know exactly who his Lady Wisdom was, but she must have been quite an impressive person. But in his description of her, notice that Solomon doesn't focus on her physical features or on her dress or clothing, as so many people would do today. Rather, he focuses upon her character. In his mind's eye, she is discerning and understanding. She listens and she guides. She is someone he knows he can trust and confide in. And she is always someone who can tell him the plain and pure truth. But then Solomon's Lady Wisdom does something also very unladylike. She also roars like a loudmouthed lion. In so doing, she sends out a clear warning to everyone. Rah! Be careful. Listen to what I'm about to say. Take warning. Take heed. Her voice is loud. Her voice is urgent. Her voice penetrates into the hearts of her listeners. She is like a lioness. She speaks just like one of the prophets of the Bible, like an Isaiah or a Jeremiah or a John the Baptist, for she is the voice of God, urging people to repent. Lady Wisdom with her lioness voice represents God himself. And that tells us that the wisdom we find in the book of Proverbs is more than just quaint sayings, more than just a fortune cookie kind of wisdom. It is more than an optional add-on kind of wisdom that people might get by reading the words of Ben Franklin or someone like that, or who want to upgrade their lives a little bit. No, wisdom in the book of Proverbs is the voice of God speaking to us about the path of life and the path of death. That's why Lady Wisdom in today's scripture is roaring like a lion. In her intensity, she's warning us. In her urgency, she's calling to us. She's telling us, come to God, learn the right path to walk down that will lead to true life. That means that the book of Proverbs is a gospel book. It is full of grace for sinners. It speaks words of hope for failures. It provides wisdom for the confused, and it drives us to decision points. And ultimately, it points us to Jesus, the Christ, the one whom Scripture calls the wisdom of God in 1 Corinthians 1:23. In Lady Wisdom, we hear Christ calling out to us, Christ speaking to us, Christ being our counselor, Christ being our sage and our wise teacher, Christ as our life coach, Christ seeking us to transform our lives, such as the identity of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. But the book also speaks of the benefits of God's wisdom, not just of wisdom's identity. We find these benefits of wisdom especially mentioned in Proverbs chapter 3. There Solomon describes Lady Wisdom as teaching us to avoid doing stupid things that can waste wealth, and jerky things that can harm relationships, and foolish things that can destroy our lives. Wisdom keeps us from taking on crazy risks that only end in sudden destruction. She helps to gain a good reputation, helps us to gain a good reputation with others. All of these benefits of wisdom are described for us in Proverbs chapter 3. These benefits of wisdom bring to us a knowledge of God's awareness in our lives, and they tell us that walking down God's path is meant to transform every part of our lives. That's why Lady Wisdom is depicted in chapter 1 in our scripture for today as roaring in the streets and in the marketplaces and in city gates in 1:21, because that's where the people are, that's where we live, that's where we need wisdom. God's wisdom is not designed for an isolated, cloistered life that has no contact with reality and its problems. God's wisdom is meant to speak to the practical problems we face in living, to help us figure out the right thing to do in difficult situations, amidst all the dilemmas and tough decisions that we have to face in life. How do I raise my children? How do I handle difficult people and situations? Wisdom is meant to give us solid, godly advice on such matters. In the Bible, God speaks to us in three different ways. First, God speaks to us through his law, such as the Ten Commandments. We need the clear teaching of the law to know right from wrong. We need to hear the words that are very clear, such as, "Thou shalt not steal." Secondly, God speaks to us through the words of the prophets. We need the thundering declarations of the prophets to pierce through our self-deception. We need to hear words like those of the prophet Amos, who said, "Let justice roll on like a river and righteousness like a never-ending stream." Or the prophet Micah, who said, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" But thirdly, God also speaks to us through the words of wisdom found from the sages that wrote certain parts of the Bible, such as the book of Proverbs. The law gives us rules to live by. The prophets give us vision. But the words of the wise help us to develop what can be called godly common sense. For instance, Proverbs 27, verse 14 says, "A loud and cheerful greeting early in the morning will be taken as a curse." That is, no one likes to hear a loudmouth first thing in the morning. Now, the Ten Commandments do not say, "Thou shalt not be a loudmouth first thing in the morning." And none of the prophets rail against and thunder against cheerful early morning disturbers of the peace. But Proverbs 27:14 is teaching us some godly common sense wisdom. The wisdom writings in the Bible are there because God cares about our practical lives. It is saying that even if we learn all the laws of the Bible and are inspired by all the prophets in Scripture, we can still make a mess of our lives and still be jerks unless we also develop godly common wisdom, common sense that comes from God. We need God's help down at the level where there are not always hard and fast rules available, where judgment calls have to be made in our families, in our jobs, in our churches and communities. That's where godly wisdom comes into play, and the book of Proverbs teaches us how to become wise like that. So Lady Wisdom, representing the voice of God, has its many benefits. Verse 17 and 18 of chapter 3 sums up these benefits of wisdom by saying that her ways are pleasant ways and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. Or as someone has put it, wisdom is the grace of God beautifying our lives. If you know a Christ-like person filled with God's wisdom, you know exactly what I mean. That person has been taught by Christ and Christ has changed that person's life, and you know that person just knows the right and wise thing to do and the right and wise thing to say in so many situations. And so they're able to bring peace where others bring tension and turmoil. They're able to bring God's peace and grace into situations in the presence of God. It reminds us of James chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, that says the wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. So these are some of the benefits of wisdom that we enjoy in our everyday lives as we pursue the wisdom of God. So Lady Wisdom, representing the voice of God, calls out to us like a roaring lion. We hear her call, and we know that she can transform our lives with all the benefits that she can bring to us. But hearing her call and knowing these benefits is not enough. We also have to heed her and pay attention and respond to her. Today's scripture from Proverbs 1:23 warns us in point-blank language, "Churn at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings." Becoming a godly and wise person involves nothing simpler than consistently making the right decisions and the right choices. It is the same as living a repentant life, choosing God and then choosing God each and every day. It's a continuous choice being made. I remember once when I was doing some, or attempting to do some street preaching in Boston on Boston Common years ago, I met a man who told me, "Yeah, I once followed Jesus, but then I fell away." And he looks like he was trapped, like he couldn't make any changes in his life, like he was bound by his choices. He looked a person filled with despair, sad and hopeless. He had failed Jesus and he saw no way back. But then I showed him from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, the words that say there, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins." And I told him this is written in the present tense. That is, that we are continually coming before God, continually telling God when we fail him, and he's continually forgiving us, and we can wake up each morning with a new assurance that we've been forgiven. When he heard that, it was as if a heavy burden suddenly lifted off his shoulders, and he found a new hope to go on in Christ. Becoming a godly, wise person involves choosing God and then continuing to choose God each and every day. Every morning we come before God in humility, claiming his cleansing grace and beginning our day anew. Every morning in Christ, we start out at the top, not at the bottom. We have to choose God, however. We have to respond to the voice of God speaking to our hearts. We have to heed the voice of wisdom and the voice of God speaking in wisdom. That's why Proverbs 4, verse 7 says, "The beginning of wisdom is this, simply get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding." It's talking about responding, returning toward God. And it sounds and reminds us like Jesus' parable of the pearl of great price, that when we discover an extremely valuable pearl, we have to go all in and sell everything we have to make sure we get it for ourselves. It isn't ours if we do nothing about it, if we're passive about it, if we don't value it enough to run after it. No, we have to go and grab it and make it our own. One of the friends that we had in college was like that. More than anything, she wanted to be a wise person. She thirsted for wisdom. In fact, she intentionally and purposely asked God, "Make me a wise person. Give me wisdom." She sought it out with all her heart. She was like Mary, the sister of Martha in the Bible, who sat at the feet of Jesus listening to his wise teachings. Perhaps you're like that as well. You don't crave to be rich. You don't crave to be powerful or crave to be famous, but what you crave for is to be wise before God. You want to live a wise life. Well, if so, then why don't you ask God to make you wise, truly wise? Why not sit at the feet of Jesus every day? Jesus, the wise teacher, with his look of serenity and knowledge on his face. If you hear wisdom's call, then respond to it. So Lady Wisdom calls out to us from the book of Proverbs. She represents the voice of God. She urges us to respond to her call, to seek and get wisdom and to enjoy its benefits in our lives. But in the book, there's also another woman calling out, vying for attention, someone who is the exact opposite to Lady Wisdom. She's nothing less than a prostitute, a loose woman, representing a life of folly. Read the first chapters of Proverbs and she accosts us on almost every page. As Proverbs 7, verse 12 says, "Now in the street, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks." She calls to us from chapters 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. And then finally in chapter 9, where both wisdom and folly stand side by side, each calling out to us in turn, "Choose me, come follow me." All the time, folly never ceases competing in her call with Lady Wisdom. As we said last week, the book of Proverbs was written originally for young men, especially for Solomon's sons, his royal princes. It was meant to provide character training for this class of people, of elitist, as they would one day lead the nation. The most important choice in their lives would be whether or not they would follow God. And Solomon decided to make that choice vivid and memorable for them by presenting it as a choice between two women. In some ways, Miss Folly, and what else could I call her, and Lady Wisdom resemble one another, but they're worlds apart. Lady Wisdom speaks with the authority of a lioness. Chapter 7 describes Miss Folly as being loud and defiant, but lacking integrity. Lady Wisdom is bold as she seeks to rescue people from death. Folly is brazen as she turns men into fools and destroys their lives. Folly is manipulative. She's loud and defiant one moment and honey smooth the next. She does whatever it takes to ensnare people to follow her. Most tellingly, she promises everyone who follows her that there will never be any harsh consequences for their actions. Proverbs 7:19, "My husband is not home. He has gone on a long journey. He took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon." It would just be evenings of pleasure with her, with no outraged husband ever to face. But there are always consequences. It's Lady Wisdom, not Miss Folly, who in today's scripture from Proverbs 1:31 talks about consequences as she says, "They shall eat the fruit of their ways." Wise people are always aware of the consequences of their actions, and foolish people are never. So we have two women calling out to us for the attention of Solomon's young princes. One represents the voice of God, and the other a life without God. Of course, Solomon is not simply speaking here of the perils of consorting with the wrong sort of girl. In graphic language designed to speak to young men of his time, he's warning his young princes to choose to have God in their lives, and in so doing, they would become wise. And that is the point for us: choose God, and we can become wise. Jesus once spoke of the wisdom of Solomon, but then he said that he, Jesus, was greater than Solomon. And that means that the voice of wisdom, which Solomon personifies as a woman, and which represents the voice of God, ultimately points to Jesus, the one whom the scripture calls the wisdom of God. It is fulfilled in him. Jesus, the one who is described in Revelation 1, chapter 1, verse 14, as having eyes like a flame of fire that see through everything. If this is so, then the question which the book of Proverbs asks us is this: will you hear and heed the voice of Christ speaking to you through the wisdom found in this book? Years ago in my church youth group, I was asked to preach a sermon. The only problem was I wasn't a Christian. I hadn't known Jesus at the time. So when I went into the Bible to try to come up with a message, I found the Bible as dry as dust. I hated the book. I couldn't get anything out of it. My sermon was dry as dust as well. But then a short while later, I came to Jesus, and suddenly when I was reading the Bible, its words came alive, and God seemed to be speaking through those words to me. I was hearing the voice of Christ speaking to me from the words of Scripture. Perhaps with someone listening to you, to me right now, hearing this morning or through the internet, you've heard Christ speak to you in some way through Lady Wisdom, speaking with that voice of God that both roars like a lion and soothes your soul, a voice that you know can heal your lives. If so, I invite you to respond to that voice. I ask you to hear the lion roar. Let us pray. Lord, as we go into this scripture, the book of Proverbs, may we respond to this call of wisdom that we find there, that is not just wisdom that's quaint sayings, but the voice of God speaking to us. May we be reminded of Christ calling us to go down the right path. May we see the gospel in this book of the Old Testament. May we be encouraged to know that you forgive us each and every day, that every day we can respond to you afresh and have a new clean slate, and so gain wisdom for the day. And make us into wise people, we pray. Truly wise with godly common sense about us, we pray. Not just following the law and the prophets, but also wise in the ways of Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.